This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
3 seconds left. Here's Suggs the other way. Pull up. Three for the win.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Of the championship game! He knocked it from 40 at the buzzer!
Yes!
There's the call. Daily Ticker time on a Monday morning is Gonzaga, UCLA, an all-time classic in the Final Four. It was Tom Hudson, longtime voice of Gonzaga basketball on that call. They take on Baylor tonight in the national title game. And they got a chance, man. They got a chance to finish an undefeated season and become the first team in a very long time to pull that off.
I think the 8 Gonzaga fans listening to the radio station today, this is the greatest day of their lives, because I don't know if we will ever talk about Gonzaga.
No.
As much as we've talked about Gonzaga here in a 2-week stretch.
They'll get the attention tomorrow, I'm sure, if they win, because they'll be the undefeated season and they'll finish it in the historical context that will go in to actually pull it off and do it. You've seen a lot of these teams that have gotten either to the Final Four and faltered. You've seen a lot of teams that have gone into the year's overwhelming favorites that at some point have stubbed their toe and lost a couple of games or had a bad week stretch where they've, you know, faltered. And Gonzaga has been able to avoid that. And they have not had anybody within single digits of them all season since, you know, I think one game in non-conference was the only one that was within single digits. And they faced finally a close back and forth game late, and they found a way to pull it out. That to me was the most impressive thing. How are you going to react your first time in this instance? Like, they haven't had to do that all year to come up a big defensive stop or to hit a game-winning shot. They blow everybody out. They don't have to win close games, and they finally did this weekend. Now they're playing in the national championship. Joining us now, Tom Hudson, the voice of Gonzaga. We just played his call. It was awesome. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at voice of Gonzaga. Tom, first off, great call. Thanks again for joining us. I can't imagine what today is like for you. I want to start, though. What was it like sitting next to Adam Morrison in that moment? We know the Gonzaga UCLA history. We heard him going crazy on the call. What was that like to see his reaction and just realize, man, the Zags are going to the national title game?
It was awesome, man. It was so cool to have him there. And to be honest, you know, one of the awesome parts of my job is, you know, the guys that I've worked with over the years have played such a major part in this program. You know, Matt Santangelo was with me in 2017 when we made it to the Final Four and then the championship game for the first time. You know, and to see somebody who helped start this thing and get it going and how proud he was of this program. And we joked about his Italian tears. You know, like, there were points I couldn't even look over at him because, you know, he was crying. And I was like, man, I might start crying. And I'm trying to do a broadcast here. You know, I mean, so invested in the program. And then, you know, when you saw Mo the other night, it was the exact same thing. And, you know, I mean, he was a ball boy at Gonzaga. You know, he played at Gonzaga. He was a grad assistant at Gonzaga. He's been on the radio for 4 years. You know, he's a big part of this program. He's invested in the program. And as we all know, he's as competitive as all get out. You know, I know people, want to have issues with him, you know, kind of crying at the end of that 2006 game against UCLA. Well, you saw the emotion again 15 years later. I mean, this is a competitive guy and a guy who buys in. And so, yeah, it was crazy. I tell you, it was funny because, you know, I'd been asked a few times, oh, you know, 2006. And he's like, well, yeah, we beat UCLA in 2015 in the Sweet 16. So I don't know that this is a storyline as much as people are trying to make it a storyline.
Right.
But when the game goes down to the wire and now all of a sudden Jalen hits that three to win it, now all of a sudden, you know, for our fans, the memory of UCLA, you know, the one against, you know, UCLA in 15 maybe goes away. The one in 06 goes away entirely. And it's always going to be Jalen Suggs game winner against UCLA. And so that part of it kind of, you know, woke me up. If we win that one by 20, I don't know that I would be saying this right now, but the fashion in which that game was won, I think all of a sudden you say, yep, you know what, there was some. And you heard it in Adam's voice, too. There was some redemption in that shot from Jalen.
Well, look, there's a lot to be played before getting to this, but I can't help but ask you, Tom, what does tonight mean for the university if they can finish this thing off? Like, put this in proper context. It's not just a championship. What does this mean to the community, to the university, for Few, his legacy? You mentioned Adam. He's one of so many players in the last 20-plus years to lift this program from this cute little mid-major to a true college blue blood the last 10 years or so. What does tonight mean for them if they can finish it?
It means all of those things you're talking about, and just the redemption. I don't think redemption, but I'll say, you know, for Coach Few, you know, when he came to Spokane in the late 80s and, you know, and moved his way up the staff, you know, those guys always talked about, you know, why can't we do this? You know, why can't we build something special? I don't know that they ever would have said it would got to, you know, have gotten to this point, but it's like, why can't we go and compete? And there's been a lot of hard work put in, and, you know, not just from the basketball part of it. Like you said, the university, you know, when you go back to our president at the time, Father Spitzer, when we made that first run of the Elite Eight, to understand, you know, that investing in the basketball program would be a good thing for the university, and to see how our enrollment has increased and the new buildings on campus, you know, all of those things. I mean, you look at what Gonzaga has done for our community. You know, when I moved to town in 96, I mean, Spokane was a Washington State town through and through. I mean, we would play the Cougs downtown at Veterans Memorial Arena. And, you know, in the late 90s, you would have maybe 10% Gonzaga fans there. Mm-hmm. And that first team took this community by storm. You know, I mean, I think the blue collar part of it, you know, I think the fans in our city could, you know, could appreciate and understand the, you know, the underdogs, the kids who were under recruited or not recruited at all, who came on and made this huge run to the Elite Eight. And they just took the city by storm, and the people are so behind this team. And Coach talks about that all the time, about how important it is, you know, to our community and how excited he is that, you know, what Gonzaga's been able to do has helped to bring us together. So it does so much. Like you said, I mean, obviously from a, you know, just a national prominence stage, you know, athletically, it's unbelievable. But I think it really continues to show light on our school. So if they're able to finish this thing off, I mean, wow, what an unbelievable run it would be. And there'll be a big old party up in Spokane. I guarantee you that, and lots of celebrations because this, I think everybody's waiting to explode and see this thing happen.
Yeah, it's not just a national title. It's the first one in program history, and it would cap off an undefeated season. You add those two things to it. Just remarkable. Tom Hudson, he's a voice of Gonzaga. He's our guest right now. They get ready to take on Baylor. Now, I view this game tonight. I look at Saturday. UCLA played as good as they could have played. I don't know if a team could play better than they played, and Gonzaga still found a way to win. That's kind of the way I view. Like, can Baylor match what UCLA did Saturday? How are you feeling about it? Baylor looked great, I know, in their Final Four game against Houston. Just your thoughts on the match up tonight, the one that we've all thought we were going to get, and now we finally did, Gonzaga-Baylor.
First of all, isn't that cool? I mean, you go back to the beginning of the year and everybody said, hey, these are the two best teams. I was just looking at my charts. I actually found them from the game. I was getting in a car driving over to the arena for the game back in early December, and you know, and then the game got canceled, obviously, and I'm looking at my charts. They were the AP number two, the coaches number one. We were 1-2 in the polls, you know, and everybody talked about, boy, this would be the matchup. But to actually get here, you know, that's a really awesome thing. I mean, I think that's really cool. And then it's going to be interesting to see the matchup because you're right, UCLA played a great game. I mean, offensively, they were fantastic, and they did a great job against us. And I think the question was answered. You know, so many people kept saying, well, gosh, Gonzaga hasn't played a close game in 4 months. Like, well, how are they going to respond? Well, they responded pretty well. You know, I didn't think that we saw, you know, too much of slippage. I don't think that you saw a whole lot of the pressure getting to them. And they made some big plays. So that, I think, is going to be the question is, you know, Baylor is going to – I think both teams are going to have to play well to some extent, right? Right. I mean, I think that that goes without saying. That backcourt, I mean, they're so good defensively. And I think that's going to be something really to watch. And then I think, too, for us on the defensive end, you know, they shoot the three so darn well. You know, that's going to be a key, too, because if they're able to get going on that part of it, I think that gives them a good chance. And so you're right. I mean, they're going to have to play really well. And I think if they're knocking down threes, you know, that's going to be really problematic for us.
You know, Tom, we've had you on now for the entire run of this tournament just because you guys are the number one overall seed, your Northwest school. It's kind of a cool thing to throw in there with the likes of Oregon and Oregon State. And you've been really good with your time with us of hopping on every time they advance in this thing to check in to see how to feel about Gonzaga. You've gone through a lot. You had the game-winning call against UCLA. I'd like to think you're a pretty good friend of the show. My first time doing a radio show, I'll never forget it. I almost threw up. I was so nervous to even start talking. You've been doing this a long time, Tom. You've experienced a lot. Where are the nerves at for you on the play-by-play side going into the national championship game at the number one team in the country?
It's remarkable, and it's scary. Those feelings that you had, I had when we were making that run back in 2017. You know, first in the Sweet 16, when Jordan Matthews made the three against West Virginia that got us into the Elite Eight. And then, you know, we handled Xavier pretty easily. And that was fun to see our first Final Four and to see everybody be able to celebrate and enjoy it a little bit. You know, so there weren't quite as many nerves once the game got started because we jumped out pretty good. The Final Four, I was a mess. And before the championship game, I mean, I slept for maybe an hour. You know, last night I slept a little bit better. I think having one of these under my belt, but not much better, to be honest. And it is. It's nerve-wracking, and it's exciting, and there's a weird part to it that you know that this is the last game of the season one way or the other. You know, usually in an NCAA tournament, I've done this, you know, been fortunate to so many times, you never think your team's going to lose. I mean, you just don't, even if you're the underdog and everybody else is saying you've got no chance. You still think that you're going to come back and play another game. And that's the kind of finality of this whole tournament. Well, you know, coming into this one, there's kind of that emotion of this is the last game and this has been an unbelievable season and what a fun group of kids to cover. And, you know, and this is it one way or the other. So that emotion jumps into it a little bit, but yeah, I understand the wanting to throw up part for sure. I'm not going to lie, man. I don't have that in me. I mean, it is a little bit nerve-wracking, but you know, they're great nerves, right? Just like you felt yes. Going on. You're like, hey, man, this is what I want to do. This is something that I really love doing. And so it's a good kind of nervous, which is so exciting.
Yeah, awesome opportunity to call a second national title game in just a couple of years. And you've been so gracious with your time. We can't thank you enough. Tom Hudson, Voice of Gonzaga. That's his Twitter handle, at Voice of Gonzaga. Have a great call tonight. It was great to see your call against UCLA go viral on Saturday night because it was an amazing call. Best of luck, and win or lose, we'd love to catch up with you again soon.
Hey, guys, sounds great. It's always great talking to you. I have a ton of fun. I love talking Gonzaga basketball, and it's great for you guys to have me on and take some time. So, yeah, anytime, give me a call back. Hopefully we're talking national championship.